Thunder Bay. Growing up, Jack Pinot and Will Drohl were regulars at Port Arthur Stadium, cheering on the hometown Thunder Bay Bordercats through thick and thin. On Monday, the duo were part of the Northwoods League team's opening day roster, Pinot set to pitch for the Creighton Blue Jays next season, coming off a stint with the Canadian National Junior Team at last year's U18 Baseball World Cup. Drohl, a southpaw hurler, has spent the last two seasons with the Pittsburgh Panthers, a D1 program whose best-known MLB graduate is former Texas Rangers pitcher Doc Medic. Both players said it was a pretty easy decision to spend the summer playing summer college ball for the Bordercats. "Just playing for your hometown is a good thing," said Pinot, a two-sport star who was once drafted by the Ontario Hockey Leagues, a 12th-round pick of the London Knights in 2019. "We haven't played in front of friends and family for probably 4 or 5 years now. Just seeing some familiar faces in the crowd is going to be exciting." Drohl, who will likely pitch out of the bullpen with the Bordercats in 2023, said playing so far from home, Pittsburgh is a 17-hour drive from Thunder Bay, was tough, which made the decision to play at home a no-brainer. "It's my first choice. I'm a hometown kid. I grew up watching the Thunder Bay Bordercats and this is where I wanted to be," Drohl said. "Pittsburgh's kind of far away for my family to come and see me. Here it's just a 5-minute drive down the road. It's pretty easy for my friends and family as well." Pinot and Drohl are two of five Canadians on the Bordercats' initial roster. Manager J.M. Kelly said both players made the team based on their on-field abilities, but it never hurts to have a hometown player or two to help sell tickets. They also showed good character when Kelly spoke to them before a contract was offered. "Anytime I put my name on something, that's what I want more than anything, is good people," Kelly said. "Good players, but good people first and foremost. But I think they're also good players. Will's had some success at the Division I level, and I think Jack is going to have a lot of success at Creighton next year." Kelly said there's a good chance Pinot will be on the mound on June 6, the team's home opener against the Duluth Huskies. "I think they're both going to play a big role in what we're doing this summer and be highly successful with it." Pinot, who played last season with the Pro 5 Academy in North Carolina, is expected to get a few starts for the Bordercats, but could spend time in the bullpen. He said the experience at the Academy, whose advisory board includes Arizona right-hander Zach Gallen, was as close to college ball that a high schooler could get. "It's the best stepping stone up until college baseball," he said. "There are five teams down there and by the end of the season, everybody hates each other. Every game is just intense and every team has a player going to some Power 5 school, so there's just unreal talent down there. It was awesome." Drohl, who used to chase after foul balls at Port Arthur Stadium, said he didn't know how he'd make it happen, but he's always wanted to don a Thunder Bay uniform. "It's funny. As a kid I didn't really know how the college process worked. My dream was just to play for the Bordercats. I'm pretty excited to be here." The Cats open the season on Monday on the road against Mankato.